Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Today we're going to show you how to use fitness gadgets to get fit.
Yes, today you're going to know how to keep your New Year's resolution. Yes, welcome to Know How, the show where we should do one Know How on how to do Oppo Gangnam Style dancing.
It's already over, Leo.
Oh, it's over. It is.
Yeah,
I mean, billion views.
Well, I mean, they.
But that's it.
Billion views. That's it.
They're not going to get to 2 billion.
Not like us. Not like this episode will.
This show goes on forever. So, you had an interesting statistic. Could you show that?
Yeah. So we saw this thing on Google. By the way, this is Know How Twitch How To show. So we show you all kinds of things that you can do over the weekend.
We're going to show you how to get fit with tech.
Today we're going to show you how to get fit with technology, as Leo said. But there's this great Google Trends image. If Brian can put that back up, you'll
look
see that interest over time since 2004. You see fitness on Google every year spikes. And if you're wondering, when
That's
does it
January
spike?
January of the new year. Every year. 2005, 2006, 2007, all the way up to 2012.
Everybody every year claims they're going to get fit.
How do you get fit?
And
oh, wait
is,
a minute. You got to exercise and eat less. Never mind.
Well, that's the easy way to do it. But there's so many wearable gadgets and steppable gadgets and websites these days to make it a lot easier. Because I know I used to keep a log book. I used to write things down on a clipboard with paper to write down what I was doing. But now you don't have to bother with any of that stuff anymore. And this is effectively, Leo, this is your collection of fitness
and you can
gadgets
see
here.
How well it has worked for me. I rather spend money on fitness gadgets and actually work out. So for me, this is a great solution. I am very interested in the whole idea of tech. And tech, it's not there. We're nowhere near there yet. But at some point, maybe in the next decade or so, technology will exist to kind of keep an eye on everything going on in your body, to log it on to the computer so that you can see it, your physician can see it. I think we're very close to a time when technology can help you really stay fit. Right now, it's kind of a lot of gimmicks.
But it's the beginning of everything. I mean,
it's the beginning. These don't tie together very well yet.
We have some wearable technology. This is a big thing. We've got a bunch of different bands out there you can try out. So let's go in through these, because I believe the first one was the Jawbone Up. Leo, this thing was kind of a disaster, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, what's funny about the Jawbone Up, this is the original Jawbone Up. This is the only one that still works.
That one actually works?
This one actually works. The idea was it's a bracelet. It's kind of most of these are kind of fancy pedometers. It's not the first, by the way. I think the Fitbit predated the Jawbone Up. But the idea of this is the oldest device we have on the table today. The idea of this is that it has some hardware in here called Motion X. Let me move down into the shot. Where the heck?
There we go.
There's a hardware in here called Motion X, developed, by the way, by Philippe Kahn. Remember him from Borland?
Yes.
And what it does is it measures motion in all axes, and it's a fancy pedometer. This thing had some additional features. Not only does it measure steps, but it can measure motion during sleep. It has a special sleep mode. You have to press a button to put it in sleep mode. And it will also keep track of how you sleep, the premise being if you're moving around, you're not sleeping very well. So deep sleep requires just not moving at all. And it'll give you a graph. It'll also show you, you can also press another button to put it in an exercise mode, and it says how long you exercise intensely, how intensely it was, how many steps, and how many it projects, how many calories you lost. Now, ideally, this would measure your blood chemistry. It would actually know exactly what was going on. It's not. It's just a fancy pedometer.
Well, I mean, it's
$100.
Really thin, really light, and that's the first gen was $100.
But you said it was a disaster, and it was because there was a bad capacitor, I guess, in the manufacturer. The folks who make this Jawbone refunded everybody's money, even if it didn't break, although most of them did break, and went back to square one. They redesigned it. They've re-released it. This is the new one, and it does seem to work. We don't seem to have the failure rate we had at the original.
This is the new one. Apparently, they've been Jawbone did a bunch
of
testing.
The same.
It looks the same. It's about the same weight, but the thing is apparently inside much better built. It's supposed to be waterproof at this point, and this is that button Leo was talking about. If you just push it down there, you'll see.
There's three different modes, a sleep mode, a normal mode,
light,
and a
kind of hard to see right
mode.
There. But one of the downsides about this whole jawbone thing here is that it syncs, not wirelessly, but with a headphone jack. So if you have an iDevice, and only an iDevice, because it only works with an iOS app.
That's another drawback.
That's the way you sync up with this.
Doesn't it use Bluetooth now? Did they not add Bluetooth to the new one?
Surprisingly, no. They did not.
You still have to plug it in.
Jawbone, which is known for their headsets, the Bluetooth headsets, for some reason, didn't bother putting Bluetooth in this. But this is supposed to be a lot better and a lot more rugged than the old one. So Jawbone Up tracks sleep, unlike a lot of the other ones, actually.
Right. Activity and calories burned. Now, this is $100.
Actually, that new one's $130.
Well, there you go.
It's more expensive because it doesn't break as much as the $100 version. So if you see a $100 version, run away from that.
This was the first device I ever saw. In fact, Kevin Rose was the one who turned me onto this. This is called the Fitbit. All show Motion X hardware inside. A fancy pedometer. You see the little flower grows as you take... Where is it? There it is. The little flower grows as you take steps. It shows me how many steps I've taken. This is yours?
No, that's Liz's. But the thing...
She's taken a lot of steps.
She's
19,000 steps, Liz? Holy cow.
It's counting her bounces.
How many miles? She's gone 10 miles. She's burned 2,480 calories. Liz, now this one, the newer Fitbit, also measures altitude, so it knows if you've climbed any stairs. At least it says she hasn't climbed any stairs. And there's her little flower. It's full because she's met her 10,000 step goal. So, again, a fancy pedometer. But both this and the Jawbone Up will log into a website, update it so you can see it online. The Jawbone Up uses iOS. This works with the internet and so forth. This is another Fitbit. This is the cheap Fitbit that all is basically all you really need. It's a pedometer.
This is the Fitbit Zip you're holding. This is the $50 version. It doesn't track everything.
Is it
fancy one
does. Smiling or sticking its tongue out at
me? I can't tell. Maybe it's mocking you to continue moving. I'm not really sure what it's saying. But unlike the Jawbone Up, these have displays, okay? So when you have the Up, there's only this tiny light that says you're switching modes. But these things will show you the amount of steps you've taken.
This is cool, too, because it actually is a watch. And it has a nicer clip. I've had numbers of Fitbits... lost them all. Lost one in Paris. Lost one in San Diego at the zoo. They fall off all the time. Flushed one down a toilet. It's easy to lose these, unfortunately. I like the bracelet a little bit better because you can't lose it so easily.
Yeah, that seems to be... That's either the complaint or the thing that people like about the Fitbit is that you're not necessarily making a statement by wearing one of these because they'll be seated somewhere where people probably won't see it.
This one is small enough you can put it in your bra.
Well, apparently that's a very popular place for some of these devices.
Yeah.
So the thing is, though, people forget them, lose them, and they fall off, unlike these wristband-based ones.
I have this as well. This is the Nike Fuel Band.
I really like the Nike Fuel Band.
I think it's my favorite.
Basically, it just has a watch, okay? If anything else, if you get really lazy as a watch, it's really kind of neat. There's a full, it's all black rubber, and underneath, these lights show up. It's got the time, but also, you can see your fuel points. Now, Leo, do you remember what the fuel points were about?
Yeah, it's kind of a mystery number that's combined with activity. I guess they didn't want to say calories, although that's really what it is. It's not steps. It's not calories. It's some magic number. You're supposed to set a goal. I found with a moderately active day, a goal of 2,500 or 3,000 fuel points was about right. How many a day do you do? It's not steps.
No, the thing about the fuel points, it's supposed to make everything equal. So if you were like climbing a lot of stairs, or if you were doing an elliptical machine, or you're running, it's supposed to have this one metric that's supposed to work throughout all these different activities, because it's hard to measure those things.
You say an interesting point, and I really want to emphasize this. Almost all these devices do best if you're walking or running. This is from Nike. They're a running shoe manufacturer. It's easy to measure, as with any pedometer, this kind of motion. But I do, for instance, Pilates. If you do yoga, if you don't move in that kind of walking fashion, it's not going to record that. An hour of Pilates with the fuel band shows up as about 20 fuel points. It should be more like 300 fuel points. So it really isn't ideal for a variety of different exercises. It's best for walking and running.
Yeah, so, I mean, like,
if you're doing weight training
or something, it's not the best idea. If you're doing elliptical and you're moving a lot like this, it'll actually track a lot more. If you're on a bicycle, it's not going to track anything because these are accelerometers.
It doesn't move at all. So, now, I do know people who put it on their ankle.
Well, you could do that.
That's kind of crazy.
But then again, I mean, you could cheat on these things, too. I mean, if you start moving around frantically and you're like me and you move your hands a lot when you talk, well, yeah, you're going to be cheating yourself slightly.
Right.
But then again, you're trying to use this to get fit, so I don't know why you'd bother to cheat on this stuff.
My experience with all three of these devices is it's more about motivation than anything else. It's just a way of letting you know. I personally like the Fuel Band the best. It's on your wrist. You think about it because it's always there. You see it for your watch. You see how many points. It's a really nice feeling when you reach your goal. And I set my goal about 2,500 so I could reach it maybe 4 out of 5 times or 3 out of 5 times. When you reach your goal, it does a little fireworks display. It kind of congratulates you. It, to me, it isn't really about accurately measuring activity. It's about motivating you to do that. And when you're wearing this, I got to tell you, you tend to park farther from the store and walk. You tend to take stairs instead of the elevator. It just kind of is a little incentive to get up off your butt because you know something's kind of watching.
Now, there's also iOS, Android apps, and there's a web component to the Nike Fuel Band. We got some interesting shots of this. If you go to this site and you're hooking this up, you'll see how far away you are from your goal. So if you get this animation of this little monster when you reach this goal, can we get that?
Do you have that there?
Here we go. So, yeah, so we have this. You can see when you go into your website.
He jumps up and down and gives you a cheer and a yell. See achievements there. You can see maybe. There he is.
So when you get a milestone, there you go. There's a big party in your honor, apparently. And if that motivates you, that motivates you. I don't know if that would do
honest,
it for me.
This didn't do it for me on the website. It was the little animation on the bracelet that was enough. The whole point of this is that during your day, not later at the end of the day when you look at it. We were talking about this yesterday with Dan Ariely on triangulation, predictably irrational. We aren't good at long-term thinking. We don't think ahead. What you need is something that just reminds you all the time. And that's what this does. You want to be fit. You had a commitment to be fit. Might be a good idea to take the stairs today. And I found it really worked. I don't wear it anymore because it's rubber. It's kind of ugly and it's a little sweaty. It just didn't feel good on my wrist. They do have new models. I saw iJustine has a new kind of
ice
pearl
ones.
White one. It's very pretty. Maybe you'd like that better. I use it for long enough that I felt like it did the job. It got me back on my feet and active. So I do highly recommend it. It's expensive.
And the pricing actually came down. It's down to $150. It used to be, I believe, over $200.
Yeah.
Well, now it's $150. There are three different looks.
Yeah.
Again, works with your phones, works with the web. And there's all this, obviously, competition aspects. I know a lot
Look at that. That must be the new white one. That's pretty.
Yes, the one called Ice.
Ice.
It's really kind of neat. You can see through
I
the device.
Get that one. Yeah.
And I believe it's water-resistant, not waterproof. So you're not supposed to be taking it swimming or anything.
Sweating's fine.
Sweating.
Don't take
showers.
It in the shower.
Showers, I heard, could work, may not. But
you,
don't, again,
you spend $150 on this thing. You don't really want to. Trust me, after losing the up, after so many people lost the up, I think that this isn't something to risk.
Now, you've got some other things from your personal collection here. I don't know.
Well, remember Jessica Corbin from the Screensavers? She brought me this. I, for years, have used a heart rate monitor. My trainer recommended it. It is a good idea. Because you want to train in a particular zone. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have your heart rate too low, but nor do you want your heart rate too high. A good trainer will give you an idea of what your zone could be, but many of these heart rate indicators will also give you a simple calculation. You wear this strapped around your chest, and it will measure the thumps. So I've had a Polar watch for years, and once you learn your heart rate, you're in pretty good shape. Now, this is something a little more than that. This is the Vitness RX. It is a heart rate monitor, but it has a little dongle, which I don't know, seems to have disappeared. Maybe we lost it.
Maybe to the
But
back.
It goes into your iPhone as the receiver, and you will carry your iPhone. This only works with the iPhone. You will carry your iPhone. But now it's doing something besides just measuring your heart rate. Jessica says it's measuring something called heart rate variability. And the theory behind it is well known. It is accepted. It's not kind of made up. A lot of fitness experts and body experts know about this. Physicians too. It measures the variability of your heart rate, how quickly it responds to stimulus, how quickly it calms down. And what she says this is good for, of course, it's going to give you a heart rate measurement. It's going to do it on your iPhone. It's going to record it. But it will also measure how much activity you should have in any given day. She says, there are days where your vitality is lower, you don't want to work out as hard. And there are days where your vitality is higher that you should work out harder. So this is Vitness RX. It's $99. It includes a year subscription. After a year, you will have to pay, I think it's $5 or $10 a month for a subscription to Vitness RX. I got it because I thought, hey, $99 a year, I'm going to try this. You take your baseline measurements when you first get up in the morning. Once you get your baseline measurement, every day you measure, and you take this with you as you exercise. I think it's an interesting idea, and I certainly think a heart rate monitor of any kind is a valuable thing. When you get older.
I've seen this. I've seen you, I think, laying down in your office testing this thing out.
I love this.
It looks like a blood pressure cuff.
There's a company called Y-Things, and they make a couple of devices. The first one you probably saw me review is the Y-Things scale. It's a decent scale, good looking. They have a newer one than this. This is the original Y-Things scale. But it's kind of interesting because it tweets your weight.
Well,
it tweets. Let me say that again. It tweets your weight. So when you measure your weight on this thing, it measures weight, it measures a BMI, which is actually a simple calculation based on height, but it also measures your fat, and it uses a little bit of electric pulse, which you don't feel, between your 2 feet to give you a decent, not probably very accurate measurement of body fat. And then it sends all three measurements, BMI, body fat, and weight, to Twitter if you set it up to do so. It also records it on your Why Things website, and there's a Why Things app for iOS and Android that will also show you your scale. So that's pretty cool. It's certainly the idea of tweeting it is, hey, if I'm telling the world how much I weigh, maybe I'll have to lose weight. I haven't found that's worked because I don't really care.
Well, public humiliation could be a motivator for a lot of people.
Some people, not me. I'm humiliated daily in public, so it didn't help. But if you want to see, twitter.com/Leo's_scale, that's that. Now, then they came out with this a year later. This is a blood pressure cuff. Are you ready for this? It's an sphygmomanometer.
Okay,
sphygmomanometer.
I used to be able to say this, actually.
Dr. Akhtar. There it is. And this is kind of cool, too, because it doesn't connect. Now, you can buy these for about 60, not these, but you can buy a regular sphygmomanometer for about 60 bucks at your drugstore, and it just gives you a reading. This is roughly the same, except you have to put batteries in it. I'm going to put it on my arm, and it goes like this. And instead of going to a little case where it measures this, by the way, one size pretty much fits all, unless you have a giant arm. It's very important with a sphygmomanometer to get the right size. If you have the wrong size cuff, it's not going to do a good job. This one, it's one size fits all, but I think it does a decent job with the Velcro.
Now, interfaces with the dock connector?
Did you see that? I just plugged it in. It has a 30-pin port. You'd have to get an adapter if you have a newer iPad. Let me open it up, and as soon as you plug it in, it launches the Why Things app, and it walks you through a blood pressure measurement. Should we do it?
Let's go for it. How are you doing today?
It's nice because it gives you a little bit of a how-to beforehand. You should measure your blood pressure several times a day. For instance, my doctor informed me that the morning is when your blood pressure is the highest, when you're first getting up. So you want to measure it more than once a day. You probably want to measure it when you're not drinking caffeine. Under stress, it's a good idea to measure it, see how you respond to stress, and then when the stress goes away. And certainly this will give you an idea of how your systolic and diastolic pressure is. It's going through some sort of...
It's doing its own diagnostic right now?
It says 10 seconds, do not unplug the cord. I haven't used it in a little while, so maybe it's looking. But once I press start, it will crash.
while you're getting that to go, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this scale, because it actually does track up to 8 people. So if you want to share a device,
yes.
I mean, these wristbands and the Fitbits and these things are really meant for one person, but this scale will track up to 8
I'm
users.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That's very important.
And it actually integrates with a bunch of services, including Runkeeper. So if you got your phone and you're running around all the time, you can actually sync up that data with your weight from the scale. And I got to say, as I've done more and more research
on the
scale,
it seems like
it'd be a great pick, because you don't have to carry it, you don't have to keep it charged necessarily, and I believe you are now inflating your cuff there.
Yeah. I do like that you can use multiple people with that scale. And it's smart about that, because it kind of knows you're not going to change weight by more than a few pounds in a day, so it doesn't automatically assign your weight to somebody else. Okay, it's measuring right now. You can see the pulse rate right there. The scale is not super accurate, but I think the blood pressure monitor is. Whoops, what's happening here? Measurement failed. It might be because I don't have the cuff on very well. I'd have to strip down to really get it on. Wait a minute. Let's measure your blood pressure.
You want to measure my blood pressure? Let's see how I'm doing.
Now, you're supposed to do this with your arm about the same height as your heart, okay? Because we don't want you to be working to get the blood up or down. But we'll do it. We'll do it a little bit off. You see, it fits on pretty much any size because of that. All right, let's start over again. And you're going to feel it. It actually, we have to put batteries in this because there is a little engine in here that's actually going to inflate this cuff, just like a traditional blood pressure cuff. And what it will do is inflate it. It's up to 71 millimeters of mercury right now. The pressure is getting higher. It's got your pulse in there. And in a second, it starts to deflate it, and it measures the, let's see, is it doing it? Is it going down? It should be going
right
down
now.
Right about
it's
now.
It's not. It's letting go yet.
Yep.
But yes, I just had a cup of coffee, so this is going to be a false reading.
No, it's going to be an exactly correct reading.
Oh, it'll be correct for the right now, but it's going to be not indicative of what my...
There it goes. It's letting the air out. This is very much like any blood pressure cuff, even the one at your doctor's works. We're having trouble with it. It may be that I need to get the battery... It says the measurement is not being taken in ideal conditions. You're on TV right now.
So when you're going to do this, make sure you're not podcasting live while you're doing it. But
I can assure you, I've never had any problems with it. It's probably because the batteries are low, or maybe because of the situation we're in. The other thing that I like about this, you can set it to do three readings, one after the other, and then average the three. You're going to get, I think, a pretty good result. My doctor said, you know, I want to see a record throughout the day, several readings a day over a longer period of time. You know, write them down or whatever. Hey, I didn't have to. I just said, hey, follow me on Twitter because my blood pressure cuff and my scale are both tweeting weight and blood pressure. So that's good. Your doctor doesn't want to just see one measurement at the doctor's office. He wants to see more than one. It works quite well. I'm very happy. Yes, and it does work with an iPhone. There you go. That guy's in great shape. Of course, they'd show somebody in great
shape. A social media manager for your health at that point. Yeah. If you don't want to get any of gadgets, right, this is the thing. You can get all these things. You can try to hope that they'll make you more fit. You might be more motivated by, I don't know, achievements. Now, there's a great site for that called Fitocracy. It's basically a social network dedicated to fitness. Now, it's really interesting if you like badges and things or all kinds of challenges you can go up against there. You can become like, there's a paperboy challenge where you got to complete two tasks in one day. It also does a whole lot more. You can look at every activity. You can log every activity you do. It's not just a workout, not just Pilates. You could save every movement of that workout right on there because it'll go very detailed if you want to.
That's a lot of work.
You can do, but the thing is, how much you want to write, right, how little you want to write, it's up to you on there. And if you're just starting out and you're like, I don't know what to work out, what kind of workout I want, you can see other people's workouts and you can just take a look at it and you can either copy it or you can modify it the way you want. But there's all kinds of supportive people in this community when it comes to fitness. So if you just need more people telling you, hey, you can do it, Fitocracy, it doesn't cost you anything.
That's
you don't
nice.
Need any gadgets.
It's free.
It's free.
Wow.
So that's a site out there you can try. But then there's my personal favorite, which is Joe's Goals. This might be the simplest website that exists out there. It's simply a chain calendar. Now, you can define any of the parameters. You can say, this on the example here, it shows exercise, update blog, bring lunch. So if you have other New Year's resolutions, let's say you want to eat out less or anything, you can actually have negative points or you could have positive points. There's something about building a chain. When you start customizing this yourself, you see on the right side, you can say longest chain. So if you've worked out for like 10 days in a row, there's something about that chain. You don't want to break it. And I found that to be the most effective way for me to actually
work. What a
good
idea.
But it doesn't have a sharing component unless you can turn on a sharing component where you embed a piece of HTML. But it doesn't have the same kind of big social function.
Let me just show you real quickly. This is the graph you get over time. The top is weight. The bottom is blood pressure. You can zoom in on it. You can see what your different days were. I think this is really a nice way to keep in track of this. Can I show you my favorite fitness website?
What's that?
It's dailyburn.com. Now, this one's not free, but it has workout videos. It has a social component. You can join teams. You can get challenges. It has a iOS and an Android app. It's $10 a month, dailyburn.com. And I find that's also a really great way. You could try it free, as they say there, for 30 days. Really great way to get motivated. All of this is about motivation, isn't it? About trying to get off your duff and doing it. And most importantly, not doing it for the first week of January, but doing it every day throughout 2013.
So during the show, I've actually checked my fuel points here. We started off at 21. I'm at 130. Just by moving around. I don't know if I've burned off a whole bunch of energy.
You haven't used it.
I've been doing this.
It's ridiculous.
This is what I've been doing, right? So the thing is, these measurements, again, you got to know yourself to make sure that you're using this right. But it also means that I move my arms a lot, apparently, when I talk. Or I was holding up. This scale is really heavy, you know?
So that's kind of the point, is that we aren't yet at the point where, A, these things are very accurate in their measurements, and B, whether they all tie together. I would like to see it all tie together. I'd like to see blood chemistry, blood pressure, heart rate monitor, workout and food all in one app all the time. I think that would be great. I think that's going to happen. You mentioned the Run Tracker folks.
Yes, Runkeeper.
They've created an API that works across
across the board, and I think more and more of the hardware is going to start using the Runkeeper API.
Right, like the Wyden scale syncs up with it, so does the there's a Fitbit scale called the Fitbit Aria, does the same thing.
It's my hope that that will, at some point, we'll get that kind of
as long as they stay open, those APIs are available, you'll be seeing a lot of these services integrate. It's actually pretty neat. So this is like, I believe, the beginning of everything, because we have, I mean,
we're close.
The idea of having a wearable computer on you, like, that's awesome. Oh, yeah, another thing about the Fuel Band, syncs up with Bluetooth. So,
oh, yeah, we should mention that, because these other ones, you have to go sync them up by hand. This, you just walk into the room and it knows.
And by the way, if you guys are like, okay, what device did what? Where do I find them? Where are the links to everything? Don't worry, we got show notes up at twit.tv/KH. I've got notes on pretty much everything we talked about. You'll be able to find links to everything we talked about. And if you want to try a different project, there's also our whole archive available in glorious HD. twit.tv/KH.
So, now that you know how to keep fit, I think someday soon you're going to look just like me and I as fitness buddies. All we want to do is pump you,
you up.
Go out and do it and have a great 2013.